Hello, everyone, and welcome into CrushTheStreet.com. I'm here in Orlando, Florida. I took the family out, but I wanted to do this special interview here today with Egon von Greyers, founder of Matterhorn Asset Management Gold, Switzerland. We're going to be discussing precious metals today. It's January 2019, and it's a very exciting time in the precious metal space, something that a real sea change that we've seen in precious metals since even, you know, the bottom that we saw in December of 2015, because, yeah, sure, we've come off that bottom, but in 2016, and it was an exciting 2016, but since 2016, it felt like a bear market once again. So here we are in 2019, and the sea change seems very positive, but let's get thoughts from Egon. Egon, thanks for coming on Crush the Street with me today.
Kenneth, good to be with you. Yes, it is an interesting time, but we look at gold differently to most people, because for us, gold is the consequence of the risk that we see in the world. We are not gold traders. We are not gold bugs. We actually use gold for wealth preservation purposes for our clients and as insurance against what we see as a rotten financial system. So, you know, we analyzed the problems in the world a long time ago, already in the 90s, I saw it coming. And then in 2002, we decided for ourselves and for a few people that we advised and helped to, you know, sell businesses, et cetera. And we decided then in 2002 to put a major amount of money into gold for wealth preservation purposes. And, you know, we haven't changed our minds since then. So we had the 2007-09 crisis, and then we had the run-up of gold and silver to, you know, the $19-$20 high in gold and the $50 high in silver. And, of course, we've also been riding, but it makes no difference to us. We've been riding now the correction in gold since around 2013. That's when it started in earnest. And now we've seen since then a 5-year sideways move. To us, this is just a pause in the uptrend of gold, because we know that governments are on the side of us wealth preservationists, because governments will continue to overspend, will continue to destroy the economy and run deficits, increase debts, and therefore they will continue to print money and therefore debase currencies, and thus gold in itself, gold is not an investment. It's just gold is money and it's wealth preservation. And therefore all gold does is to reflect the debasement of currencies. And then gold appreciates only because of the currencies are being debased. And that's guaranteed to continue with all the deficits that every single country is running in the world. The U.S. for soon 60 years have been running deficits. And we see the same in Japan, which is, you know, the Japanese economy will just disappear into the Pacific one day, I'm sure. Country will survive, but the economy will have real problems. China is massive increase of debt. So that's why we're holding gold. We're not really concerned about short-term price movements, because we see gold as something that you put in the at the bottom of your wealth pyramid as wealth preservation, and you leave it there, and you don't worry about short-term price movement. Now, to comment on your on the fact that gold seemed to turn up in 15 or 16, and then again it's gone sideways after that. We see, like you indicated, that gold is now probably soon going to start the next move up. We've seen the beginning, but I think we are now ready. And this is, you know, technical, because fundamentally gold will go up, you know, massively from here in our view, because governments are going to destroy the currencies. But technically, it does look like we're going to see now gold going up and maybe quite fast.
So that's interesting. You know, we know the fundamentals need to be there to spark gold, and we know they are there in many ways. So what's it going to take for it to go into a hyperbolic Bitcoin-style bull market, you know, where we ultimately do see that irrational exuberance and euphoria set in over time? Because I feel like we haven't seen that in many years in gold, and a lot of us are expecting that to happen. And do you see that ultimately happening, or is it going to continue to trade in some sort of trading range, you know, maybe between here and 1900 and then, you know, come back down? What do you see for gold?
Well, yes. I mean, we haven't, you know, when we got into gold in 2002 at $300, of course, that's when we saw, I think the average every year was, you know, near a 20% increase to 2011. So that was a massive increase from 300 to 1900. And of course, we saw, I mean, the last time before that, we saw this kind of move was in the 1970s, which I'm old enough to remember that when, you know, Nixon abolished the gold backing of the dollar in 1971, and then we saw a move from $35 to $850 in January 1980. I think we are, what's going to trigger, that's what you are. First of all, gold, any gold move that comes from, due to a crisis or an event-driven happening doesn't, when I say an event, it has to be a minor event, doesn't really like a bank crashing or you know, even the 9/11 bombing, etc. It's not minor in itself. It's not enough to make gold up go up in a sustainable way. I mean, what makes gold go up is, number one, as I said, the debasement of the currency. But if you have a major event in the world, you know, if we have a world war or something, yes, gold will obviously got a lot faster. But what is going to drive, so the two things that will drive gold, we will see, in my view, we are going to get into a period of high inflation and probably hyperinflation, because we are going to have the 2007-09 crisis was just a rehearsal, and they managed just to save the system, and the next time they won't succeed, in my view, and therefore that there's going to be a lot of printing of money, more than ever before, hundreds of trillions, maybe even quadrillions, when the derivatives blow up, which we estimate at about 1.5 quadrillion. So then, of course, gold will go up in inflationary terms. But I've said always that I expect gold to go up to at least 10,000 in today's money, and probably more. The big reason for gold not going up today is the fact that we have a futures market, and that's not just COMEX, because the LBMA and the London Bullion Market Association, which is the main organization that trades gold between the banks, they have a massive daily turnover in paper gold, just as COMEX. So paper gold is many hundred times bigger than physical gold. And that is the market that is used to suppress the gold price. And that we see at various times that, you know, middle of the night, et cetera, they come in and depress the price. Now, once that market fails, and once people start that have paper gold and realize that they're not going to get delivery, once they start to ask for delivery, and that time will come, then there will not be any physical gold available, because, you know, gold, we reached peak gold in production terms already. So there's no more gold available except for the stock that there is in the world of, what, 170,000 tons altogether, but more than half of that is jewelry, of course, so that's not really tradable gold. So, but anyway, we will get a time when that futures and interbank market is being attacked, because people will ask for delivery, and this is when you will not be able to buy gold at any price, and that time will come, and this is when we will see a very big move. Well, whether that happens in a year's time or two, I would guess that it's going to happen within the next 5 years. But people shouldn't buy gold for that purpose. They should only buy it for wealth preservation purposes, because it's guaranteed that it will continue to appreciate against all other assets. I mean, I expect, for example, stock market, US stock market, or all the stock markets, which are all bubble markets, I expect them to go down, well, at least 75%, but probably 95% against gold in the next 5 to 7 years. And that sounds dramatic, but remember, in 1929, the 32, the Dow went down 90% in itself, not against gold, but just 90%, and it took 25 years to get back to that level again. So, you know, a 95% move down in the against gold or stock markets would not surprise me at all. And that's the reason why people should hold gold rather than, you know, for speculative reasons.
No, it's powerful. It's like Warren Buffett says, you know, rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, you know, refer to rule number one. And I feel like what you're saying is there's a lot of upside risk, but don't go for necessarily the upside risk. The fact is there's minimal downside risk here in gold.
Yeah, no, the governments guarantee you, you know, when there is not sound money in the world, when governments live above their means and print money and issue more credit, that is, and that's the era we're in now. We've been in that era in this cycle since 1913, and that era is not finished because we're more in debt than ever, and governments are running higher deficits than ever, especially the biggest economy in the world, which is the U.S., of course. But, you know, China is in the same position. Japan is in the same position. So that's why, you know, it is an absolute guarantee that gold will continue to go up in real terms in the next few years because of the economic situation in the world. So that's why it's such an, you know, it's such a fantastic insurance, so such an incredible hedge against all these bubble assets. But people have been spoiled with stock markets, you know, bond markets, property markets, private equity, etc. They've been spoiled with them going up forever because of the credit expansion we've seen. That time, in my view, has come to an end. And therefore, we will see the biggest shift ever in wealth in the next few years. And you know, it'll be a shock. It'll be a shock for a lot of people.
I love it. And even though a lot of people have heard content like this, I mean, I've produced a ton of content regarding gold going up. And I know it's frustrating and it's difficult to hear sometimes. But look, I think this is powerful, game-changing, life-changing information for people, and I think it's very important that people know this, especially now here in early 2019, to be prepared for what is to come. So I'm proud to put this information out, and I'm really glad that you came on the show, Egon. If people want to learn more about what you do, the content you provide, the resources you provide, please let them know where they can go and what they can expect to find.
Yeah, so we help people. We help people who have a certain amount of money. The minimum for us is $250,000, and then we got, you know, we have a very big clients. We are the only company in the world that deals with the higher net worth individuals, ultra high net worth, storing gold, buying and storing gold outside the banking system. That is owned directly by the client. They have direct access to it. So we do that and store it in vaults in Switzerland, Zurich, and we have the biggest gold vault in the world in the Swiss Alps, which is in a secret place, which is the safest vault in the world. So we deal with, as I said, people who have bigger money, but, you know, at least 150,000, but they can go to goldswitzerland.com, goldswitzerland.com, where they find all the information. But, you know, some people say to, but, you know, it's unfair. So you have this fantastic system buying, selling, providing liquidity, storing for people. But what about us who have normal money? But I say, you know, I say to them, you can also save. You might not be able to become a client of ours, but anybody can save in gold. You know, if the Venezuelans have done that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, they would have had food for the rest of their lives. If they bought a few grams of gold or a fraction of an ounce every month, you know, an ounce of gold, well, it might be that's too expensive for most people, but that's almost $1,300. But if you take a gram of gold is $40. It's a small piece like that, very, very small, a gram. But, you know, you can see everybody can afford that. There's a few beers or a couple of packs of cigarettes, etc. Anyone can afford to save a little bit in gold, and then they have to keep it, you know, in the safe somewhere or hide it, whatever. So gold is for everyone. Don't believe that gold is just for the rich. We help people who have more, you know, certain amount of money, But gold is for everybody, and it's so important for everyone to realize that even you can save, even if you have a lower income or lower wealth.
Egon, thank you so much for coming on Crush the Street and reminding us about the importance of gold. I mean, this is a very timely interview, especially here as we're looking at, you know, sub $1,300 gold. And, you know, what we see going forward with the stock market, with uncertainty, with global problems. I mean, this is a very timely situation to be entering the gold space. So thank you so much for coming on Crush the Street.
Thank you, Ken. You know, I might sound a bit gloomy, but, you know, that's I'm not a pessimist. I just feel that, you know, this is the best way for people to just save the situation against what's coming. So one, you do what you can, you protect yourself, and then you enjoy life, because that's what it's all about. Life is too short not to enjoy. So I wish everybody well, and thanks so much for being on your show.
Absolutely. Kenneth, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks so much.